with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is dismissing Ukraine's objections to being excluded from U.S.-Russia talks aimed at ending the war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is unhappy about being kept out of talks between top U.S. and Russian officials. But Donald Trump criticized Ukraine for not resolving the conflict sooner and even appeared to blame Kiev for the Russian invasion.
Today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal.
The president said after Tuesday's talks with Russia, he's more confident a deal can be reached. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Justice Department's dismissed case against New York City's mayor goes before a federal judge tomorrow for a ruling.
The Justice Department is asking a judge to sign off on dropping the case against Adams, which involves bribery charges, saying it interferes with his ability to carry out President Trump's immigration agenda. Several prosecutors quit rather than carry out the Trump administration's orders, and four deputy mayors are also resigning over the fallout. Governor Hochul has said she's weighing removing Adams, who says he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
A federal judge has refused to immediately block Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing government data systems or participating in worker layoffs. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan on Tuesday found there are legitimate questions about Musk's authority, but said there isn't evidence of the kind of grave legal harm that would justify a temporary restraining order. 14 states had challenged Doge's authority. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 10 points, the Nasdaq rose 14. This is SRN News. Sports gambling is taking its toll.
39 states now allow people to bet on ball games, and four more may vote to do so this year. With the surge in gambling has come a surge in the number of people seeking help for gambling addictions, according to a new study from the University of California, San Diego. Clergymen campaigned against legalizing gaming, warning of its ill effects on society, but in most cases they were ignored. Now churches are being called upon to help address addiction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American school kids are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India and along the global Indian diaspora. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, including Rosh Hashanah and the Lunar New Year. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street fluttered to a record after U.S. stock exchanges drifted through a mixed day of trading. The S&P 500 edged up by 0.2% to finish just above all-time finishing closing high that was set last month. The Dow was close to flat, while the NASDAQ composite rose 0.1%. Energy jumped to help lead the market after the electric company reported stronger profit than analysts expected. It joined a lengthening list of U.S. companies that have topped profit expectations for the end of 2024. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The Dow up 10 points to close at 44,556. The NASDAQ gained 14 to 20,041. The S&P 500 added 15 to 6129. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.